Number 11, they are economists. Economists. Who is an economist? Somebody who is an excellent manager of resources. Successful people are economists. They are economists. They don't waste. They use judiciously what they have to get what they need. They hate waste. And at the same time, they like to prioritize and put the right person in the right place. Because that's part of being economically sound. Knowing how to use what for the right thing. You don't use the wrong thing for the wrong thing. They place their best in their best opportunity. That's being economically sound. Being an economist. So friends, people who are successful people are known to be economists. They know what to do. They don't make mistakes. They don't gamble. They don't gamble. They take risk, but their risks are calculated risk. Planned risk. Risk that they have looked at all the factors. They are not presumptuous. They don't waste. Another thing about economists is that they know how to maximally utilize an opportunity. They expropriate or exploit an opportunity to its maximum. They engage fully. That's who economists are. They don't waste opportunity. They look at a resource, they look at a person and ask, how can I better use this person? From what I see in this person can do more than what he or she is doing. So they place the person rightly, fire the person, motivate the person to get more. That's what economists do. They manage resource, they use what is available to get what is desired and do it in such a way that they get the most out of it. That's what economists do. They don't waste time. Finally, number 12. The 12th profile of people everywhere that are successful, that are succeeding and will succeed like you, is that they are finalists. They are finalists. They don't work for the beginning and the middle. They work for the end. They don't leave a project midway. They perfect it. They conclude it. They end it on the right note. They ensure that nothing stops them from being able to accomplish their task and their responsibilities. They are called finalists. They work for the end. They have an eye on the end goal. They start in the beginning. They have an eye in the end goal. They are none of them that give up. They are none of them that abandon, you know, ship midstream. They are the people that sail to the very end of the destination. They see the end when they start, and their eyes are fixated on how do we accomplish it, how do we complete it. They don't give up. You've got to be a finalist, friends. They labor with diligence, but they labor to finish. They don't leave abandoned projects littered everywhere. They start this, they stop. They start this, they stop. No! Such people don't succeed. They don't abandon things because they are tough. They find a way through it, around it, over it, but somehow they get to the end of it. That's what finalists are. That's what finalists are. They don't give up no matter the challenge. They are resolute. They are decisive. They are committed. They are consistent. They are continuous until the job is done. That's who finalists are. All through the scriptures, I see examples. Jesus was one. He said, I finished the work that you gave to me. Paul was one. I have finished my course. Many in the scriptures, you've got to understand that that must be your case. One exceptional example was David. The Bible says David, after he has served his generation, after he has served, he finished his course. Can I pray for you? In the pursuit of your vision, you will finish. You will not abandon project. No difficulty will be strong enough to discourage you. You will not give up on your dream because of a lie from somebody, because of a temporary condition. You cannot give up permanently on the pursuit of your vision. Can I pray for you this way? Nobody will take your place. You will finish. That which God has called you to this earth to do, equipped you, graced you, opportunity to do, you will finish it. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will finish it. Nobody will take your place. I declare you are strong. I declare you are successful. I declare that grace will back you up in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I believe you've been blessed. If you've just come in and you're seeing this part, friends, go take a look at the entire series. Entire series on profiles of success. You need all 12 to be a super successful person. I know that as you believe God to practice these things, the grace of the Lord will come upon you. In exceptional leadership, we always love to hear from you. Send us a mail, write to us, and let us know how this is blessing you. Until I come your way again with another yet super exciting series. God bless you. See you at the top. Amen.